Well, Russia's defense ministry has accused Ukraine of what it calls a terrorist attack after a drone strike on Moscow. A presidential aide denied that Kyiv was directly involved, though. Moscow's mayor said several buildings were hit. Sergei Sobyanin said the attack caused minor damage, but no one was seriously injured. Russia says it intercepted 8 drones. And that comes as Ukraine says it shot down more than 20 Russian drones. Kyiv says at least one person was killed in those latest airstrikes. The city's mayor called it a massive attack. Moscow has intensified strikes on the capital. The attack was the third on the capital in 24 hours. Well, let's now speak to journalist Yulia Shapovalova in Moscow. Yulia, we've been seeing these cordons set up and police on the streets there. What more do we know at this stage?
So basically, it's been the most massive attack on Moscow and the Moscow region since the beginning of the so-called special military operation in Ukraine. And now we've received official information from Russia's Ministry of Defense. They called the UAV attacks an act of terror committed by the Kyiv regime. 8 aircraft-type unmanned aerial vehicles were involved in that attack. All of the enemy drones were destroyed by air defense forces. That's according to the Ministry of Defense. So we understand that the drones attacked the western and southwestern parts of Moscow and the Moscow region. 3 UAVs crashed into residential buildings. One of the drones had been carrying explosive devices that actually did not detonate. According to Moscow Mayor Sobyanin, 2 people asked for medical help after the fall of one of the UAVs in Moscow. Police, emergency services and several ambulance teams continue to work at the crash sites in Moscow, and the residents of one of the blocks of flats in the southwestern part of Moscow have been evacuated, and the territory around their apartment block has been cordoned off. And there are also reports that another woman has been injured in the Moscow region, while authorities say that basically the city functioning as usual.
Yulia, you say this is the largest attack yet on the capital. How are people in Moscow reacting?
Well, it's interesting because people on the streets are very calm and many are going to work. Some are running around the city doing their chores, and all public transport, including the metro, are functioning as always. And all airports in Moscow and the region are working as usual. No flights have been cancelled, as we know. We have also heard from the head of the Wagner Group, by the way, from Mr. Prigozhin. He said that the Ministry of Defense allows drones to fly into areas of Moscow and the Moscow region where civilians live. And basically, he condemned the Ministry of Defense, blaming them for things like those. And I should tell you that many people here in Russia truly believe the information they regularly hear on TV. And they believe that the conflict between Russia and Ukraine had been inevitable, and President Putin basically began that conflict first on foreign soil. Therefore, Russia is protected. And many quote Putin as saying that if a big fight is inevitable, you have to hit first. And since February 2022, we know that Russia's special military operation has been carried out on Ukrainian soil, and many Russians have been watching the conflict on TV. And right now, all of us are able to watch it from the window.
Yulia Shapovalova there with the latest for us from the Russian capital. Thank you, Yulia. Well, as I was saying earlier, there were strikes in the Ukrainian capital too. Our correspondent Natasha Butler has been there speaking to people in Kyiv and has this update for us on the latest Russian attack there.
Well, people have come down to see what has happened here. They're looking at their cars that have been really badly damaged. The roofs smashed, the windows broken, a lot of dust and a lot of debris here. And all of this has happened because of what happened last night to this building. It was struck, the top floors nearly in ruins. And emergency services say that a woman was killed, a number of people injured. No surprise when you see the extent of the damage here. And people are in shock. You know, they are walking around. They can't quite absorb what has happened, even though this is their worst nightmare come true, if you will, because every night when the sirens go during these attacks by Russia, they wonder what will happen in the night. They're going to shelters, their children are scared, but they don't know what the night will bring. They don't know what the next hour will bring. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.